Well, Chris Hughes, not the result we were after, but, you know, overall it was an obvious good-spirited team performance from Newtown.
It was a good performance. I think, you know, we've conceded two goals off offset plays, which is really, really, really frustrating and infuriating because, you know, they're easy goals, they're cheap goals to give away. We scored, obviously, from a set play ourselves, but then, you know, we scored a really, really good second goal, great team goal. And then, you know, we've let them back into it. And then second half, we start the first 15, 20 minutes. I think we've created four or five really good opportunities. Really good opportunities that you have to score when you're playing against a good team. And then when you don't score, it gives them the confidence, and that's what happened. And, you know, a lot of credit to them. You know, they played off scraps for most of the game. But, you know, they've shown that when you take your chances, that's what happens, you win games. And, you know, it's frustrating for us, really frustrating, because the performance was light years better than last week. You know, a much, much better performance. We were bright, we were sharp, we passed it really well, we've moved them about the pitch, we've caused them lots and lots and lots of problems. But just a little bit of care, again, in the last third. And then, you know, obviously, like I said, conceding two goals to set plays is really, really, really disappointing.
Now, I might be wrong, but the goal that was disallowed for Newtown, was it due to a foul? I mean, if so, what were your thoughts on the decision?
Yeah, I think there was a couple of things in the game. I think both sides could feel a little bit frustrated with some of the decisions. But, you know, I said to, you know, the fourth official, I said, if you start disallowing ones for that, then, you know, there'd be a lot of fouls going on, there'd be a lot of penalties. So, you know, I think it's a bit of jostling there, and the ball's gone in. We scored the goal. But look, we've had some really, really good chances today. Some really good chances. And, you know, it's frustrating. It's really disappointing as well that we've lost a game that we probably deserve to win and should have won, really.
And in a way, this could be, we could be playing against Ballytown again next month in the playoffs. So, you know, a good chance for revenge, you could say, from the result today.
Yeah, look, I don't think that, you know, they'll, you know, probably be as open as they were today. I'm certainly, you know, with the amount of dominance that we had in the game, I don't think they'll be as open, certainly not. But look, whatever happens that day, we've still got one more game left against Barry, and we'll be in the playoffs. You know, we could be at home, we could be away, but we'll see. But, you know, we just need to tidy up on a few things. Again, you know, last week there was a lot of things that we need to tidy up on. I think today there wasn't a great deal that was wrong with the performance, really. We just give away sloppy goals. I don't think they've created that many chances. I think Dave Jones has made a save towards the second half, but other than that, they haven't created a great deal. But look, you know, they've lived off scraps but they've won the game. So, you know, you've got to give them credit for that.
I guess a plus point is Steve Leslie finding the net with that fantastic free kick. You know, he hasn't scored in a few months, I believe, but, you know, with his form, it's good to see him get back at it when it's really important at the end of the season.
Yeah, it was a good start. I think, you know, Steve's been hasn't probably played as much as he would like. You know, we've been looked at different things in the 10 position. You know, we tried Nick Rush in there, Alex Fletcher in there. With Steve, he's got lots of ability. Probably just need to see it a little bit more. But, you know, him and is important. You know, Nick got back on the score sheet again today. But, look, I should be stood here and praising the lads for a great performance in, you know, probably a 2 or 3-0 victory. And, you know, we've lost a game that, you know, we probably didn't deserve to lose, but we did. So, you know, it's, like I keep saying, it's frustrating.
And finally, you know, the last home game for now of the league season. Just quickly summarise how you think they've done this season, because I think it's only been three defeats here this season.
Yeah, look, the home form in the first phase was very, very, very good, and, you know, we set about teams and did really, really well. I think obviously the top six is a little bit different because you know there's no respite. You're playing against the best teams week in, week out. You know, I've just been asked a question now on Scurrio about, you know, I think it's four defeats now on the bounce, but look, it's difficult to read that much into it when you look at some of the teams we played. You know, TNS and Connors Key, and obviously Ballard, three teams who were in Europe at the start of the season, three teams with, you know, good players, good squads. So, you know, we just need to make sure now that we can reflect on the season when at the end of the playoffs, when we've been successful, and that's what we're looking at now. We've got a game next week against Barry, and then you know, obviously then we'll be looking at the players whatever that hand we're dealt with.
And one more question, of course, Barry away from home next Friday, so I'm sure straight away you'd be wanting to tell your team to just obviously try and end the league season on a high.
Yeah, I think so. I think they deserve that. We've got to work hard. We've got to do the basics right. We've got to do the fundamentals right. We've got to get back to doing that. And look, it's you're playing against big teams every week, and it's unforgiving. And you know, we've been caught on the wrong end of that in the last few weeks. And you know, we need to get back to what we were, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And we can do it. We've got good players. We've got good staff, and we'll do that. And look, you know, we'll be ready next Friday, and we'll be ready for the playoffs as well.
And just finally, sorry, I keep saying one last question. Callum Roberts got the Supporters Player of the Year. How do you feel about that then? Because he has had a fantastic season.
Yeah, look, Callum's done really, really well. You know, he suits the way you want to play. He's athletic. He's fit. He gets up and down. He's got good quality. But yeah, you know, look, good season for him, and I think, you know, a good honour for the supporters, but you know, we want to make sure that come the end of the season we've got a few more honours on the table.
Chris Hughes, thank you for your time.
Cheers. Thanks.
Cheers, mate.